All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table, or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you. As MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. And you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, yesterday was Shockwave Saturday, as plenty of ranked teams were falling in contests around the country, and more importantly, a lot of them were falling to unranked teams. Now, one matchup that featured a pair of ranked teams, you had the Georgia Bulldogs traveling to Baton Rouge to take on the LSU Tigers. And of course, Georgia came into the contest ranked second in the country, while Louisiana State was 13th. But in what was expected to be a closely competitive affair throughout, LSU punched Georgia in the mouth early and the Dogs never recovered. We saw several key turnovers by Georgia, but I think one of the big things that hurt Georgia was in the first half when they decided to go for a fake field goal and LSU was waiting on it. And, you know, that really changed the momentum of the contest. There was 3-0 in favor of the Tigers at the time. And you figure a field goal would have tied it up, but then all of the momentum shifted to the side of LSU and they just seized it and ran with it. Then you look at West Virginia. They went on the road and they lost to Iowa State 30-14. And, you know, for Iowa State the past few years, they have been a thorn in the side of the competitors in the Big 12 Conference because they play that tough D and they know how to slow down all of those high-powered offenses within the conference. And credit to them, because limiting this West Virginia offense with quarterback Will Grier to only 14 points, that's not easy to do. West Virginia can do that in a half of a quarter, more or less, for 60 minutes. So you look at Iowa State, and they did it once again with their staunch defense, as going to Ames and getting victories is never easy. You look in the Pac-12, and the playoff hopes of the Washington Huskies are done. They fell in overtime to the Oregon Ducks. They had an opportunity to win this game. And once you factor in Washington's loss with their loss to begin the season in Atlanta versus Auburn, the only thing that the Huskies can do right now is play for the Pac-12 championship and a potential Rose Bowl bid. Another team who is now out of the college football playoff picture, you look at Penn State. They could not get it done at home versus Michigan State. And it's just like it was last year. Penn State went on the road to Ohio State, built the lead, and blew it late. They went on the road last year to Michigan State, had a lead, blew it late. This time around, the venue was Happy Valley, as for the second consecutive game, Penn State blew a lead to one of the top tier teams in the Big Ten Conference. And if you're Penn State, this is a head scratcher right here. No disrespect to Michigan State, but these are the type of contests that you expect to win if you're the Nittany Lions. You have an unranked team at home. Yes, you know it's going to be physical, but you got to go out there and get it done. And credit to this Michigan State defense, because they limited this Penn State offense to just 3 points in the second half. Now you look at Texas. They are the only team that is still undefeated in Big 12 play. And of course, that came when West Virginia fell yesterday. And like I said before, the Longhorns, they're in the catbird seat in the Big 12 Conference, and they could find themselves playing in a New Year's Six bowl game. You look at the Michigan Wolverines, they're looking legit. Of course, they had that tough loss on the road to begin the season in South Bend versus the Notre Dame Fighting Irish, but they have come back strong, and they dominated the Wisconsin Badgers last night to get the 38-13 victory. And right now, everything is in front of Michigan to make a playoff push. You still got Penn State, Michigan State, and Ohio State on the docket. And if you win those games, you're going to the Big Ten Conference Championship game for the first time in school history. And of course, if Michigan wins the Big Ten, there's absolutely nothing that is going to hold them back in regards to getting to the college football playoff. USC is not a playoff team, but they are lurking in the Pac-12. This season is basically going the way that I saw it in the preseason. SC had two tough road losses. They lost to Stanford, they lost to Texas, and they've gotten it back on track. And their defense was the difference in them getting the home win last night versus Colorado. Now, in regards to that, USC is still the team to beat in the Pac-12 South. They've still got contests with the likes of Arizona State, with Utah, and of course with UCLA. But if you're looking at USC, they can still win the Pac-12 South, get to the Pac-12 title game. And of course, if they win the Pac-12, you can all but pencil them in for another trip to Pasadena and the Rose Bowl. And then you look at Auburn. I mean, to me, things have not been right for Auburn since the SEC championship game last year. They fell short in that contest to Georgia when they thought that they could get to the college football playoff. They lost to Central Florida in the Peach Bowl. And now they have three losses in the SEC. One against Mississippi State, which was a big one, a shocker. And then, of course, you know, yesterday to Tennessee. And, of course, Tennessee had not been able to win an SEC game since 2016. So the fact that Auburn lost this game, and not only did they lose it, but they lost it at home, it is not looking good for them. They're 4-3, and the only thing they could do right now is play spoiler to the likes of Alabama in that SEC West race. But if you're a head coach, Gus Malzahn, the people around you that follow this program on the plains are not thrilled. Auburn has everything in place to get things turned around and finish the year on a solid note. But the bottom line is there needs to be a sense of urgency and they have to play tougher. But looking at the playoff outlook, I still think that Alabama and Ohio State are locks. Notre Dame has put themselves in a very good position. But if you look at that final game of the regular season on the road, in Los Angeles at the Coliseum versus USC, that could be a make or break game for the Irish because they don't have a conference championship game, obviously, because they're an independent. And you need that win versus USC to solidify yourself. It's never going to be easy going out west and taking on SC. So if you're Notre Dame, you got to take care of your business from now up until that game, and you still got to give it over the hump versus USC. Now, if Notre Dame does beat SC and they're undefeated, obviously there's nothing to stopping the Irish from getting to the playoff. As of right now, I have Clemson in that last slot, but that's tentative because there's going to be a big game this Saturday between Clemson and NC State in the ACC. And of course, the injuries of Trevor Lawrence really don't help Clemson's cause to get back to the college football playoff. And at some point, I think they could get knocked off. Now, if Notre Dame or Clemson would go into a hiccup, the other teams to look at. You look at LSU, they have one loss so far, and they still have their contest versus Alabama, which would be huge. You look at Michigan, like I said before, everything is set up for Michigan to make a run if they can take care of their business versus Penn State, Michigan State, and of course, Ohio State. Texas is lurking, and there is a potential for Texas not only to get to the Big 12 championship game, but have a potential rematch with Oklahoma. So that would be big for both of those blue bloods of the sport. You also look at Georgia and Florida out of the SEC East. They both are off for the upcoming Saturday, but the last Saturday of the month, they will be in Jacksonville for their annual showdown there. And if you're Georgia, you're chomping at the bit to get back to the SEC championship game for a potential rematch with LSU or a potential showdown with Alabama. So, I mean, everything is there for you. And I mean, NC State's a long shot. They still got to run the table in the ACC, but you cannot overlook the Wolfpack and what they've been able to do this year. And finally, Oregon. It's going to be a long shot for the Ducks. They still got to go out there and win the Pac-12. They lost to Stanford at home, but they were able to beat Washington, and they still have plenty of tough games on the docket with the likes of Washington State and a potential meeting with either Colorado or USC in that Pac-12 championship game. But like I said before, it will be a long shot. But there is still plenty on the table to be decided for the remainder of this month as well as November. But we still have some good college football around the bend, and the best is yet to come. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the sports discussion group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out. Drop a line and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.